A very good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. Very good morning. Good morning to you, my dear listeners. Welcome to Eagle FM, and this is your number one talk radio station. So it's a beautiful morning. It's a beautiful Thursday morning. It looks like it is September. It looks like it is September because, you know, some clouds are coming. A very nice morning with a fresh breeze, and it looks like, you know, some beautiful clouds. It looks like the rain is coming back again, and the sooner the better. That would also make, you know, the situation here better. The heat, I think, we're going to feel much better if it starts raining already. So, yeah, it's looking promising. Let's hope that it's going to come early, and that would also relieve, you know, the situation that our animals are actually finding ourselves. There are already areas where there are no more grasses, you know. So, yeah, let's hope that it's come as soon as possible. So, very good morning to you, wherever you find yourself in this beautiful land of the brave. So, how is your morning, wherever you are? Kidmans, Ludritz, Wavish Bay, you know, Katima, you know, Otapi, wherever you find yourself, how are you this morning? It's good to have you, and thanks for joining us. And it's always, as I said, it's always a pleasure for us to be in your company every morning, especially these times. So, my name is Mike Oshoveli, and you are tuned into Unpacking the Day. This is your daily dose of what is really going on in business, in economics, and politics. And every weekday, we cut through the noise to make sense of the big stories, the trends, and the number making the headlines. So we keep it clear, a little witty, and always curious, asking the question that matter and giving you a fresh take on what people are saying out there. So, the views shared during our segment don't necessarily reflect those of Eagle FM. We are here to unpack what others are saying and spark meaningful conversation so you can be part of that big, bigger conversations. So, this is your space to unpack the headlines and to get into the heart of the stories. So, and if you're just joining us, good morning and welcome. So, our time is about 3 minutes past the hour of 8, and I will be with you until 10 o'clock. So, when we will be handing over to Wintuk again, to Mr. Franz with Kutha Mosha. All right. So, as usual, let's start on this day. Today is the 11th of September. What happened, or what are the significant event that happened on this day in Africa? So that's our first segment on this day in Africa, on the 11th of September. In 1906, Mohandas K. Gandhi convened a mass meeting in South Africa, where he introduced and framed the concept of Satyagraha. Satyagraha, a philosophy of nonviolence resistance rooted in true force, you know, the true force or inner force, which became the cornerstone of a subsequent independence and civil right movement around the world. So Mahatma Gandhi coined the term Satyagraha in Johannesburg in 1906. So, and on the very same day in Ethiopia in 1897, Ethiopian Emperor Menelik. So Menelik is also the name of my elder son. So Menelik II, a general, captured Kati Sheroko, the last king of Kaffa, effectively ending the independent ancient kingdom of Kaffa, so and integrating it into the Ethiopian Empire. And in 1973, on the very same day in 1973, the opening of Kenyatta International Convention Center, a KICC, the official opening ceremony of the Kenyatta International Convention Center in Kenya in 1973, a significant cultural and convention landmark in Nairobi. So, and lastly, in 2019, between now September 1 and 11 in 2019, South Africa, xenophobic violence erupted in South Africa, resulting in at least 12 deaths and the displacement of thousands and thousands. So the attack targeted foreign nationals and led to over 600 arrests. So that took place between the 1st and the 11th of September 2019. Girls, that's what we have for you today on this day in Africa. So those are some of the significant event that took place in the course of history of Africa. So today is Thursday, September the 11th. Our thought for the day, an eye will only make the whole world blind. An eye for an eye, if we just start an eye for an eye, that will only make the whole world blind. So the saying is attributed to Mahatma Gandhi and means that seeking revenge or retaliation for a wrong done to you ultimately leads to a circle of harm and suffering for everyone involved. So instead of resolving conflict, responding to violence or injustice with more violence only perpetuate actually pain and destruction. So Gandhi used this phrase to advocate for nonviolence and forgiveness as means to achieve true peace and justice. Now, the saying emphasized that retaliation does not solve problems but escalate them, harming all parties involved or harming all parties in the process. So that's our thought for the day. So an eye for an eye will only make the whole world blind. So yeah, hopefully that would help you as you make your decision and choices during the course of the day, that maybe, you know, that you don't escalate, you know, the problem with another problem. Okay? So, yeah, you don't, violence only perpetuate pain and destruction, no matter how you can justify that. So they only perpetuate, you know, pain and destructions. So that's our thought for the day, that, you know, an eye for an eye will only make the whole world blind. Very good morning. Our time now is 9 minutes past the hour of 8. And welcome if you're just joining us. Well, what you can expect today is there's a big shakeup, you know, from the Ministry of Health. So in one of the daily newspaper, there's this story from about the ministry, shaking up a little bit of things in the Ministry of Health. We're going to look at that and the reaction, from the critics and from other people on in terms of that. So we also have the article from the Villager, yesterday's Villager, the Namibia Lex up-to-date picture on skill landscape. We're going to go into that. And also, if we still have time, the new report warns Africa to avoid new colonialism in green deals when it comes to green hydrogen or green transition. So that new report from the Africa Europe Foundation warning Africa to avoid the new colonialism in green deals. So that we have for you. And if we have time, so we're going to look at all those items that we prepared for you. So stay tuned. We're going to come back.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the
eye. Yes, if you want to advertise your business or you have an event, a function, a business meeting or a celebration, it doesn't matter what it is, a workshop, a conference, whatever it is, and you want to also expose that via a live streaming and broadcasting or broadcasting, yeah, contact our office number. 083-288-400. So, and as usual, make sure that you download our Eagle FM mobile app. You can download that through Google Play and also Play Store. And on the app, there are podcasts, there are news, there are schedules of different shows. You can always go back to, you know, to your favorite shows and listens. If you didn't have time, there are vacancies sometimes. There are political parties' manifestos. There are reports from different institutions, you know. And, yeah, so there's so much more. And please make sure that you also engage with us. On Eagle FM and the Village as well. We are on X, we are on LinkedIn, we are on Instagram, we are on Facebook. So make sure that you engage with us and you share, you like and you comment on our platform, on our social media platforms, on the things that we bring to you. So make sure that you engage us, and you can also leave your comments and your feedback on what we are bringing to you. So and if you really into business and economic news, make sure that you subscribe to our free copy of The Villager by simply just, you know, sending a WhatsApp message with your name and email to 081-241-44. And we will be sending you The Villager every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So, yeah, make sure that you subscribe on 081-241-44.
When you choose UNAM,
you get credible accreditations.
You get internationally recognized qualifications.
You get a university with a growing reputation.
When you choose UNAM,
you get a head start on local jobs.
You become connected in a growing Namibia.
You stay in the best country in the world.
Because you already know you love it here.
Open your mind to UNAM.
And UNAM will open the world to you.
UNAM is your university, Namibia.
Because the U in UNAM is you.
Yes, the you in UNAM is you. All right. So very good morning to you. And welcome to Unpacking the Day. It is your host, Mike Oshoveli, live from Ondangwa Studio. Thank you for tuning in. So this morning, we are looking at the, the classic David versus Goliath battle, okay? But who is David and who is Goliath? So it all depends on who you're asking, who you ask. So we're talking about the big shakeup at the Ministry of Health. So now, in a daily newspaper, in the Namibian, a fierce debate between saving hundreds of millions of taxpayers' money for medicines against the potential loss of Namibian jobs. So, but the real unspoken story might be about who has truly been benefiting from our national healthcare crisis all along. So there must be someone who must have, you know, benefiting from this health care crisis from the Ministry of Health. So now, think of, say you are at the state clinic. You are at the state clinic. You are waiting for hours, and you finally get to the pharmacy. You know the pharmacy window, because you don't really get into the pharmacy. You always stand at the pharmacy window. So you get to the pharmacy window, only to be told, "Sorry, we are out of stock." Now, sound familiar? That is the story many Namibians know. That's a story that we know too well. You know, we hear that quite often. They hear that quite often. Now, for years, our government has not been buying life-saving medicine directly from the big companies that make them. So instead, it buys them through local companies, so-called middlemen. Okay? And this is what I want to talk today. Now, the Minister of Health, Esperanza Luvindao, has dropped an upsetting news, an upsetting news to some people. She's saying, no more. We are not going to buy through local companies anymore. We are not going to buy through the middlemen anymore. So the ministry is cutting out the middlemen. Yeah, they are going straight to the source, the international manufacturer. So why? Why is that move now? Well, the minister claimed this single move could save the country a massive 221 million. Why didn't we do that before, actually? So it could save 221 million. It could save a country a massive 221 million. So that money, that is the money, she argues, that could fill up those empty pharmacy shelves, across the country. So she calls it an emergency measure to fix a broken system. But as you can imagine, not everyone is celebrating. So if you actually read in the publication, in the daily newspapers. So not everyone is celebrating. And I'm going to present those ideas and look at them and discuss whether, because this is not just about then the Ministry of Health. So this is also, we're looking at the system. We're looking at, is that the way to go, even in other sectors? All right. So now, there are two sides of the coin. Okay, there are two sides of the coin. On one side, you have association like the Namibia Local Business Association, or NALOBA, as it known, NALOBA. I think they are waving they kind of like have a waving. They're waving a big red flag, you know, putting up their hands, you know, with a red flag and say, hey, they are saying now, they are saying this decision, this cutting out. So they are saying that this decision, this cutting out of local suppliers, is actually going to destroy Namibia's businesses and cause job losses. That's what they're saying. So they are saying this move, while it might sound good, you know, it's going to kill Namibian job. So their argument is, the middlemen are Namibian entrepreneurs. Eh? They employ Namibian. Those entrepreneurs, they employ Namibians. They pay taxes here. If you cut them out, business will close. People will be on the streets. So, and the money will just fly out of Namibia directly to foreign, you know, to foreign companies. So that's the argument. And they ask, the other things they ask, doesn't this go against the president's promise to create jobs? So instead of cutting them out completely, they suggest, now Naloba suggests, the ministry should just put in some stricter, you know, some stricter rules to stop overpricing. So instead of actually cutting them completely. So that's Naloba. And if you read through the paper, then you have other side. We have some big names like the former minister, like Khaled Slatvin, and also Richard Kamwi, both backing the minister. They're backing the minister, and they came out saying she's absolutely right. So remember, we have that the other side, and then we have now. I said she's absolutely right. You know, the former health minister says he did the same thing years ago and saved the country over 200 million. Now, they argue that this middleman business are not creating that many jobs anyway. So, and the former finance minister even called them not employment intensive. They are not employment intensive. He put a very tough question on the table for all of us, actually. So now, the question is, the risk of losing a few jobs, or the risk of our entire public health service failing? So which one is this? Is it the risk of losing few jobs or the risk of our entire public health service failing? So now, so you have this massive, you know, this massive clash, local, if you can put it in this way, local jobs versus national saving, or Namibian entrepreneurs versus, you know, your a healthy nation, a healthier nation. So that's kind of like what you have with this kind of argument that each of these have put forward. So now, and let's look at this a little bit deeper. Eh? Let's get a bit deeper. This is unpacking the day. So the article uses the word middleman, okay? And that's why I said think far beyond that. So middleman, but in Namibia, when we talk about government tenders, there's another word that often comes to mind. Do you remember that word? Tenderpreneur. It has become, you know, it's something that is spoken about, that has become a common concept. Tenderpreneurs. And who are the tenderpreneurs? And where does that concept come in from? So that should ring at the back of your mind, you know. Now, the article itself points to some shocking example from the past. All right? Now, a company with just one employee. Think about tenderpreneur and where that concept coming from. A company with just one employee lending a health tender's worth of 141 million. Just with one employee. Now, think of what Nalomba have to say now in terms of, when cutting that would actually, these entrepreneurs would lose jobs and things like that. So now, this is a company with just one employee lending a health tender's worth of 141 million. And another one with only three permanent staff getting a deal worth 650 million. Now, when we hear about job losses, how many jobs are we really talking about? 5? 10? A few dozen? Now, the business association couldn't provide that exact number. They couldn't. Now, is this really about protecting the average worker? Just so that we understand, is this really protecting the average worker, or is it about protecting a system that has made a few and then often well connected? These are often well connected individuals. They made them very, very, very wealthy. Very wealthy. So when we're talking about, job losses, are there really those average workers that you have that going to lose, many of them that's going to lose their jobs? We're talking of companies that get this money, got these tenders. It's only one person. A company with one employee and another one with three permanent employees, getting this massive, massive tender. So, as I said, is it about protecting a system that has made just a few people, often well-connected individuals, made them really very, 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 very wealthy, very rich? So, let's bring in another voice. There is another voice, okay? If you have read the article, the wholesalers. Now, they have a very serious warning. So they have a little bit of different, but they have also a serious warning. They say, first of all, stop calling us middlemen. They say, stop calling us middlemen. They see themselves as a crucial regulated part of the supply chain. So we are a crucial regulated part of the supply chain. So they handle logistic, storage, and quality control. So they argue that they are not the problem. They are not the problem. So the representative points a finger elsewhere. So he suggests the real price hikes happen at the retailer level. At the retail level, that's where the hikes, price hikes actually happen, not with them. An interesting point to investigate for sure. So, that's also an interesting point to investigate. But here is their biggest threat. Okay? They are talking about international arbitration. So they are basically saying, government, if you break contracts and act unfairly, we can take you to international court. So that's what they're saying. So government, be careful. If you break contracts and you're acting this unfair, we're going to take you to an international court. And if we win, so Namibia could be forced to pay hundreds of million in damages. So, this is a powerful warning. I think it's a powerful warning. It's not just about jobs anymore. It's not just about job anymore. So it's about our country's now reputation. And could this move, which is meant to save money, end up now costing us even more in legal fees and penalties? you have to think about this seriously, because this is something that is said publicly as well. So we could be, instead of ending up, instead of actually saving money, which is the idea, we might end up costing us this exercise, but end up costing us even more. Okay? Because maybe we have to pay legal fees and penalties that comes with that. Now, we also have to think, could this move, could it make international investors also think twice about doing business in Namibia? Remember, I said this would actually damage our reputation. So it's just something to think about. Okay, are we going the right way? So I'm bringing all these views for you now to see, to judge. Are we doing the right things? Even if we are doing the right thing, are we going this in the right way? In the fair way also. Yeah. So put yourself also in position of the other views as well. So now let's bring this back to you. Okay? Listening either in your car, in your home, or maybe you are those one who have farms and you're listening from your farm. Now, all right. So that 221 million the minister say we can save, what could do that? Think about what that could do. How many more doctors or nurses could that hire? How many more hospitals bed? How many clinic could that stock? How many clinic that could stock with medicine, so that when your grandmother or grandfather goes for her high blood pressure pills, well, they are actually there. So with that amount of money, you know, it could make a really much difference. So, and this is not just about, because if you are following in the parliament, it's not just about political fight in the parliament. This is about whether your child can get antibiotic when they are sick with that amount of money. It's about the very survival of our public, you know, health service or health system. Well, at the same time, we cannot simply dismiss the concern about local businesses. All right? We can't just dismiss it. So we want to see Namibia companies thrive as well. So, but the question is, at what cost? Should Namibia business be supported, even when the model seems to inflate the cost of keeping our nation healthy? Should we just support it, even if the model that has been used has been really crippling our health? Well, I mean, it's really a tough balance. It's a tough balance act. It's not something that is easy. So it's like efficiency versus empowerment. Efficiency versus empowerment. Should we go for the efficiency, or should we think of empowering the entrepreneurs? Public good versus private profit. So that, there you know, there you can make a choice. So now, you're most welcome to come through and have your assessment. What do you think? So you're most welcome now to come through as I tease out those aspects and different views. What is your view? Where do you stand? 08-333-66-091. 08-333-66-091. So where do you stand? What is your view? Given all those, I think it's something that's largely spoken in the country. What is your view? What is your take? 08-333-66-091. So you are welcome now to come through, and my line is now open for you to come through.
Omutiha with the Kirokaguna e Matina Omjo. Chicago Shafas and Anana, Longishifa, Yai, Shuikemoshiwana, E. Moyao, or Tangongo Tisamweni. Ana gashifa ya Namibia ombitombwa nawa olonjika. Seithani na omayakudo ni randitoma yoe yongeshifa yoe okupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uu kakombanga nena. Kara omkwashipareki uimopo yomo programa detu. Moambo dengira selma konara hitatuimu. Datu ndatu heari hamano tano oliyaji. Eagle FM.
Yes, a very good morning to you. Our time is about 36 minutes past the hour of 8. So we have just opened up the line now. We have opened up the line. So you are most welcome to come through. Just maybe to summarize what we have unpacked so far. So is that the government wants to cut out middlemen to buy medicine directly, hoping to save over 200 million and fix medicine shortage. So that's what the government want to do. Now the business group are fighting back, warning this will lead to job losses and hurt local entrepreneurs. And now the real underlying debate is about value for money, value for money, and whether the current system benefited the nation or just a select few. So the history of huge tenders going to tiny companies cannot be also ignored. So, yeah. And where do you stand? That's why I'm asking, where do you stand? Do you see the health ministers as a champion? Champion for the taxpayer, bravely taking on a powerful system to save our clinics? Yeah? Or do you see her as a threat to Namibian business or jobs? So, yeah, think about it. Yeah? Talk about it. This is a decision that will really, honestly, will affect the health of every single one of us. So do come through and have your comments.
Very good morning to you. Welcome to Unpacking the Day.
Yes, Dr. Mike, how are you?
I'm fine, man. And how are you?
I'm all right. Now, Robert, they come to defend the cockroach.
No, they just want a piece of the pie, you know?
No. It's very funny for Naroba to come on the edge of the people who are really, really, really what? Colonizing the government.
Yeah.
In another way. Yeah, because look here, if you go to that people of business who are tenderpreneurs, they may have only 5 or 2 people in their business.
Yeah, that's the example.
And the one will tell me that how you learn business with a multi-million dollars. Not at all. You remember the other time you said some people they've been in power for a decade.
Yeah.
And they're not even a factory for making condoms. Not even having. All just to make a symbol of growth to hospital. But they're tendering every day. They are winning those tenders.
Yeah. But the question is also then, I guess this is an example for the Ministry of, the Minister of Health really bring this to light when it comes to medicine and so on. But do you think this is the way to go for the government? They should, whatever tender they make, and if it has the supply, if it's outside of this country, they should just go directly rather than through, local companies. As the process has been always, as the system has been always the case.
Yeah, you know, my brother, the thing is that why should you pay somebody to do something on behalf where you know? Just like a late line, Red Force in the municipality.
Yeah.
You're already having those people in your department, and again, you are still hiring a middleman to do that for you.
Yeah.
Will you know you employ people to do that? But what is your people doing? If you're hiring a middleman to do that for you, it's a problem. And it's what I think this hard time. I think I congratulate the Minister of Health to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because now it's hard time for our government losing money for nonsense people who are not really doing anything, not plowing even back to Namibia. How many people of those win even tender that you see, even when it comes to local sport, that they are participating?
But
they're eating their money alone.
But does the government have the capacity? Because the reason probably they go through that, through the through local companies, it's because of the capacity that institution have, those companies have.
No. Government, they also have capacity, and they can. I'm telling you, they can have the best people even in their department who can do that. Because here, what you do, if a medicine is available at what India, you just send your delegate, and then what they check, even do conversion.
Yeah.
With the price. You remember how many times people have been complaining that, you know, these people even they go to the what, where they are getting their supplies,
yeah,
and the other medicine which are near to expire. When they are living in Namibia, they already expired. Are you going to to give our people with expired medicine? So they do even cheap. They go for cheap instead of going for quality. And it's been happening. It says that they are then allocated to those tenderpreneurs. I'm telling you, go there and then you say, before even the medicine reached the government store,
yeah,
they already expired. That makes sense, I tell you. That's why we are running out of medicine, because those guys, they are squandering because of who's going to get the tender. And why is this person getting a tender? Because I used to. There is always a fight, but it's very funny for Naloba to come to their aid. And I'm sure they're also involved. Those are the people who are involved also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but what about the point of the what is that, the pharmaceutical wholesalers who say, well, please don't call us the middlemen. We are playing a very crucial role in the supply chain. So we handle logistic, storage, and quality control. So they argue that they are not the problem.
Pharmaceutical are the benefit of that. Because you remember the other time, our good doctor, Bernard,
yeah,
he said, no, there are some people they are ordering through the government, and these things end up in the private pharmacy. Do you think it makes sense when you are having something, what do you call this one? Because I remember one time we were complaining about it, that, you know, kid is bitten by the dog, and the whole Wangwena, there's no medicine at all. What you call labit or whatever. We have to go and buy from what, or Shakati. The whole Wangwena, just imagine the whole Wangwena. And you want to tell me, if this pharmacy is able to afford it, well, our government cannot afford it. And that's why you see the, a lot of medicine are getting lost, because they end up in the pocket of those. And the way they even make it so complicated for Namibian people to apply even, I mean, for Namibian to have that license.
Yeah.
It's because of the foreigner who are here, especially the Zimbabwean. I'm telling you, the market is complicated for Namibian. You can come up with what? Even you are talking about what, traditional healing, what?
Yeah.
It will be require you to go through a lot of door, my friend, to get the license.
Yeah, no, that's, of course, yeah, sometimes due diligence is very important, but also red tape and unnecessary bureaucratic process could also hinder service delivery as well. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is that sometimes, you know, people, they make it so complicated.
So we go quickly to tender. We go quickly to the commercial, and then you can come back quickly. Yeah.
Okay.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
All right, maybe you can wrap up, yeah?
Yeah, let them wrap up. You know, the thing is that, those people are beneficial of those pharmacies. They are beneficial when come to when they are those middlemen are tendering.
Yeah,
because a lot of things are come from when you are ordering like the equipment. You are ordering for the hospital, then and again you put on for those what middlemen to supply to the pharmacy. That's what I'm saying. Now it's a hard time, and I'm telling you, a lot of them they are going to lose because you see, those are parasitized. What they are really drawing blood from our hospital. And they've been benefiting for so long. That's why they have to fight. Everything has to be fight. But seriously, I think the ministry can just stand where it stands.
Yeah.
They can just order themselves. They don't need the middleman anymore. Because I'm telling you...
But if we are saving that amount of money, then definitely that would actually invest in something that would improve the service delivery, definitely. Yeah.
Do you know how many people, even like, especially when it comes to doctors, how many of them they are available in the hospital? Just imagine one doctor maybe seeing even 50 people. Not 50 people. 50. No, 50 people is less. Let us 200.
Put numbers 200. Together. Put numbers together, really. Yeah.
Yeah, the number have to go out serious. That's what I'm telling you. Because now, just imagine. But if you are saving that money, do you think you cannot hire a lot of doctors?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
To be available like for 10 people or 20 people at least.
I mean, that's money that can be able to pay, you know, salary for whole year for people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For those people.
Even many nurses that we need.
Imagine now, you are going to hospital, then they will find you a problem, then they will referring you to come and see a doctor in Friday.
Yeah.
What in the whole time I'm at home, do you think I'm not going to end up dying?
No.
Or end up more...
Something came to my mind quickly. You know, you remember the other time I was actually looking at the Kanjeke's report, Auditor's General, and the Ministry of Health normally sent back, I mean, have money unspent money around the 41 million, you know.
Yeah.
If you now add, if you think of 41 million, that is unspent, and you think unspent. Also the money that 200. The 220 whatever now 20, the number 22 that we have here, you know, that comes through this kind of system of operation, then you see how much actually money that is being wasted.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that money is just going for individual to 3 or 4 people.
Huh? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then you are talking about saving Namibian nation. Where you are going, even if people from Hong Kong not to travel like 30 kilometers to go to a clinic. Yeah. You can put up a mobile or what? Mobile. And you're able also to come up with what? Because I see these cars are driving what? This mobile clinic. Going to visit every day like in the formal settlement in Windhoek here. You can do that also in the north.
Yeah.
And you're able to hire people. You are talking about employment. Now they are talking about who is going to lose employment. Who? If you are 2 people in the company, who care about them losing their job?
Yeah.
If they already they've been benefiting for so long, they must just venture to another business.
Yeah. All right.
Naloba, they don't. For me, Naloba, they are shooting themselves in the head. And a lot of us, we are not even proud to have that Naloba because we don't know what is a mandate for them.
Yeah.
We are talking about red line here, but they don't go even to detail how they are going to do something. We are talking about even if them to come to set up a bank. They are not even coming through.
Yeah.
It's a useless really organization. Thank you, my brother.
Thanks for coming through, man.
Thanks.
Very good morning to you. Our telephone number, 0833 66 091. If you're just coming through, so yeah, we're looking at the Ministry of Health that have actually dropped a bombshell
that looking for change, that says we are no longer going to take middlemen. We're going to cut them out and buy medicine directly. And that, the minister said, that's going to save us about over 200 million, you know, and that probably will be able to fix our medicine shortage in our clinics, in our hospitals. So, well, what do you say? And the other things, there are business groups that are fighting back, and they are warning that, hey. So the president has said we must actually create jobs, but you want to cut jobs, you know? So they're saying, hey, that will lead to job losses and hurt local entrepreneurs. You shouldn't do that. So, and I think the underlying, and here, and this is what we're doing here this morning, the underlying debate, it's about the value for money. Really, it's about the value for money and whether now this current, the system that has been used, the current system that has been used, has it benefiting the nation? Did it really benefit the nation or just selected few? You know, and yes, we have seen companies that have only one employee getting a massive tender, only having three employee, permanent employee, and getting, you know. So the history of huge tenders going to tiny companies, I think we cannot, and then the ministry can no longer ignore that. So, yeah, where do you stand? Where do you stand? Do you see the health ministers, as I said, you know, saving taxpayers, you know, saving taxpayers money and also bravely taking on a powerful system to save. And this is not just saving taxpayers money, but it's also saving our clinics, our hospitals and things like that. So what do you think? So you can come through our telephone. What do you see? Hear us also, maybe from the business point of view, from like, so do you see her as a threat to Namibian business and job, and jobs as well? So where do you stand? 0833-66091. That's the number you can dial to engage me and to engage the discussion as well, the topic that we have. 0833-66091. All right. So our time is about 53 minutes past 8, and we go up to 10 o'clock. So you're most welcome to. We still have plenty of time to digest and really look much engage each other on this particular issue, which actually it's being, you know, quite widely discussed well in the country in general and also in the parliament as well, cause some, you know, some debate there. But overall, I think the move, it's try to save, you know, the public health, you know, the nation's, when it comes to saving the nation's health. So, yeah, what is your take? Where do you stand? 0833-66091. Now, let's move on. Okay, because we have really plenty that we can always look at now. So, this is another. So, this is a story, story from the Villager newspaper. That is, and this one got me thinking. All right, this is a story that really, really got me thinking. Let's get straight into it. So we all had the big promises, okay? The buzzword on everyone's lips, the green hydrogen. So we hear it, you know, we hear it is going to reshape our economy, create thousands of jobs, you know, put Namibia on the global map, and we start to see that. So we become more attractive because of what is going on. the exploration of oil and gas and green hydrogen. So we become, you know, a focus of many multi-million companies. You know, they're looking at Namibia. We become a really an attractive prospect. And it sounds like, you know, this is our golden ticket, okay? Sounds like this is our very golden ticket. Now, but here's the million-dollar question we should be thinking here. That we should be thinking is, now, the Namibian people, actually, are they actually ready to grab these jobs? Or are we just hoping for the best? So that's what the story is looking about. That's this article is what's suggesting we might be flying blind. All right? Very good morning to you. Welcome to Unpacking the Day.
Yes, morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself?
Good. Yes. Yeah. Let's see, begin.
All right.
So my opinions are my own opinion, just like you said. We put a disclaimer on your whatever you say.
Yeah.
But many of the things that you say are not from the articles anyway. Are not the interpretation of the articles.
Okay, just hold on. Mention one thing that I said that is not from the article.
Yeah, there are many things.
One thing you said, there are many. Let's start. Mention one.
For example.
Yeah.
For example, the green hydrogen.
No. I'm not talking. This is a new story. New green hydrogen is a new story. I was talking about the health.
Yeah, even health, for example. Whatever health, you have been speaking about a lot of articles and opinion and presentation here.
Uncle Bwana, you said I said something that are not coming from the article. Give me one from the one that we read now today, we talked about. Give me one thing that doesn't come from the article.
Yesterday, we did not finish the story.
Uncle Bwana, when you came on, you said, I say things that are not in the article. So now, tell me one single thing that I said that is not in the article.
One of the things that you said that was not in the article is to how to address the green hydrogen project.
My dear, I didn't go to the green hydrogen. I was talking about health issues. That was the story that I'm not talking about the green hydrogen. Green hydrogen, I was just starting it now. So, and I didn't start it. So tell me from the...
I'm talking about an article that you were talking about yesterday.
No, you were saying the article that I was referring to now.
No, I didn't say now.
Yeah. So, Uncle Bwana?
I said the articles that you were talking about in terms of the projects that were going to be revived or created in your region.
So, no, that's not the story that we have here.
But we did not finish yesterday. We say we will continue about it.
No. So, we focus on the story that we have here. So, that we have today.
Okay, let me now talk about the story that you are talking about today.
Yeah.
So the entrepreneur, how to leverage on the factor of production in terms of creation of the employment, whether it's a dream, it's a good dream, because we know the figure that you are quoting. And we know very well that how much job opportunity that will come along with the green hydrogen.
Uncle Bwana, I didn't talk about green hydrogen yet. So what are you
talking about? Entrepreneurship.
In terms of what?
In terms of creating wealth, whether through green hydrogen, whether it's through agriculture or even health.
Or is that your point you're making, that it doesn't refer to something I have said? I just want to know.
Oh, did you not refer to anything about health?
I'm saying, do you know what we talked about? Do you know what we're discussing? They're just an item that we finished.
Because you were talking about entrepreneurship.
No, I wasn't talking about entrepreneurship.
Did you not mention any word on entrepreneurship?
interpret.
And how much the job promises that you are getting in green hydrogen?
Nope, that was not the story.
My friend,
so
I'll come back in the next 5 minutes.
Yeah, so maybe listen to the next item that is coming up and then you can come back.
But I was talking about what you have spoken about already.
So that I was just starting. As I said, Uncle
Bob, you're talking about the promise of jobs that are coming from this.
So, but this was, but you haven't even, the analysis of the story didn't even go on, you know.
But, I mean,
maybe
what
you can come on later when this is done.
All I'm right. talking about what you spoke already, not about what you are going to talk about.
Okay, finish your point.
No, I'm finished. I'm just going to wait and then compile them together.
Yeah.
Good.
So, but one thing I have to, you know, this is would be the last time, okay? And if you're listening, this is will be the last time that we go on like this, okay? Otherwise, we will definitely, you know, and this is goes to anybody. I will ban anybody that create that kind of atmosphere. Okay, that should be very, very clear. So, yeah, this is my show, and I can do that. All right? So, because first of all, it takes away the momentum, you know, it takes away the focus, you know, unnecessarily. Yeah, so when you come in, you know, talk about your what? If you have certain things, you can be able now to refute by saying, I have the fact, these are the facts, these are whatever, you know, and contribute to ideas. It's about ideas. It's about, you know, the stories. So that's what it's all about. That has nothing to do with me. So, well, if you have something specifically against me, that's another thing. You know, I don't know you, you don't know me. All right, so, but focus on the issues. That's all what I'm asking. If you're not focusing on the issue, whoever, and then I have to make that very clear, if it's not focusing on the issues, I will definitely, you know, cut you off or just ban you from coming to the show. So let's focus on the issue. Let's discuss issues, okay? We are here to build each other, you know, to build this country, you know, and everybody have a right, you know, to share their opinion and their and how they feel. And this program is open to that as well. All right? Okay, let's go on. So, yeah. So, and this is an article. This is our article. The article in the that we're looking at. The article that we, you know, we're looking at is from the Eagle FM. And this is what we normally add. Anything that we talk about here, we make a reference where that has come from, and you can always go and read it, okay? So, now, I want you to think, you know, that's really take me out of my thought of my thought process, okay? So, now, we're looking at what the article is actually looking at is that now I want you to imagine this, okay? Imagine you are building a massive, I'm thinking of a world, of a world class soccer stadium. So imagine you are building a massive world class soccer stadium, okay? So the plan are drawn, the international investor are ready, the excitement is building, but you have one small problem. You haven't checked if you have any builder, if you have any plumbers, if you have any electricians, or even people to make the project, or to manage the project. So you are just assuming they are out there somewhere, all right? Now, sound crazy? Yes, that sounds crazy. But according to this report, okay, according to this report, that's almost where we are with green hydrogen. So the Deputy Minister of Education himself has said that we lack a clear, and quoting,
a clear, up-to-date picture of the skills we have in this country. So the government is admitting we don't have the data. We don't have the data. We don't have the national list that says, okay, we have 5,000 qualified welders, 2,000 top-level project managers, and let's say 10,000 technicians ready to go. So that's what the deputy minister is saying, that we lack a clear, up-to-date picture of the skills we have in the country. Okay? So now, without that information, as the minister pointed it out, any planning is just a pure guesswork. So that's what the minister said. Any planning is just a pure guesswork. So we risk putting money into the wrong training program, or even worse, underestimate. So we're underestimating the credible maybe talent that we have in the country, the credible talent we're already having sitting right at home, sitting right here at home. So without that data, without that information, I think that's what the minister is alluding to. Now, into this picture, the big company, Hyphen Hydrogen Energy, decides, well, I'm going to do something. So they are launching what they call a skill census mapping. So they are launching what they call a skill census mapping, a skill census mapping survey. That's what they will be launching. So basically, they are trying to build that list, you know, that list that the minister is talking about. So the list that have the data that show who do we have, where they are, and who are they. So they want to create that database, a database of Namibian skill to see who is out there. So what they can do, where they are, and, well, on the face value, this is a great news. It is a great news. It is proactive. The CEO of Hyphen say they are committed to hiring as many Namibian as possible. And that's what we all want to hear. And you knew there was always a bad coming, okay? And this is unpacking the day. So we don't just read the headlines, we read between the lines. So that's what we do here. So now the thing is here, there are some hard questions probably that we have to ask. So one that maybe you start to think. So a private foreign-led company is now taking lead on creating a national database of our country's human capital. And my first question is, why now? The reason why I'm asking why that question. So now this massive green hydrogen deal has been in the works for a while, okay? Are we starting this skills mapping exercise a bit late in the game? Now, think of this. The first phase of this project will need people soon. We will need people soon, isn't it? And it's coming soon. So will we have enough time to train Namibian for those immediate jobs now? Or is this census more about planning for jobs that are 5 or 10 years down the line? So it feels like we are building the ship while we are already sailing on out to the sea. Okay? So, and this leads me to my second question, or even more critical question. So who will own the data? Because that's very important. When thousands of Namibians upload their personal information, for example, thousands of Namibians will upload their personal information, their qualification, their work experience. Who controls that database? I'm asking this because this is now a foreign-led, you know, company who actually taking lead on creating the national database. So now, is it hyphen now who actually going to control those database? Is it the government? Is it shared? Will it be shared between hyphen and the government? So this is a national treasure, because this information is national treasure. So a blueprint of our country's talent, this is saying this is how much, these are the people that we have, which is actually, don't misunderstand, this is a good initiative. All right? But there should be some, you know, control when it comes to that. Are we comfortable? Are you comfortable with a private entity being the gatekeeper of that information? I'm just asking. So, well, I'm not suggesting any bad intentions, okay? So this is not about suggesting any bad intention, but it's a question we must ask. So what do you think? Okay? Is this a necessary partnership? Is this a necessary partnership, or should the government body like, and this is also one thing I don't understand, why actually the body like National Statistics Agency not taking the lead in this charge? Why, if there is money available, okay, if there is, you know, money available to be able to do this, why can't be given to them? To be able to do, to take charge of this process. So these are all, you know, questions for you to think about, and also to look at the bigger picture. So let's bring it home, okay? Let's make it practical, okay? So the survey is, when you read through the article, the survey is digital. That's what is the article say, okay? Think about the brilliant young artisan in the village in Kavango West, okay? Because that's more rural. And all the experienced mechanic in a small town somewhere in Karas, okay? Maybe somewhere in Karasburg. So they might not have a smartphone. They might not have a smartphone, but they are brilliant. Could be a brilliant young artisan. It could be, you know, an experienced mechanic person. So, but they don't have a smartphone. They might not have affordable data. Or how does this national census reach them? So can we look for, can we think outside the digital space to be able maybe to accommodate even those, you know, who may found, who may have talent, but they may not be able in that space. They might not be in that space to find out. How do we do that then? Are we unintentionally creating a system that only captures the skills of people in, let's say, for example, in Windhoek, Swakopmund, or other urban centers? Are we unintentionally only creating a system that only captures the skills of people in urban setting? So that's something that we need to think about. Otherwise, we cut off, and as I said, unintentionally, we may be excluding, you know, other talents that we cannot be able to capture digital, because they have no access to it. So we have to be careful, that in our own rush to be modern, we don't leave the most vulnerable, potentially most needy as well, Namibian behind. So, because that could possibly then still being able to attend, or, you know, this could be opportunity only for those that are found in urban centers. All right? And let's not forget our history. Big projects have come before with big promises of local jobs. We need to be sure this time is different. With our youth unemployment rates sitting very, very high, some figures put it over 40%. So we cannot, and I repeat, cannot afford for this green hydrogen boom to happen to us instead of for us. Okay? It shouldn't just happen to us. We're just spectators, and it should happen for us. So now we're talking about Namibian readiness for the green hydrogen, massive job generations, and what are the, you know, and that is in our in the article by Nino Menmavali, so make sure that it's yesterday's editions. So make sure that you go there and read it. So just a quick, you know, what we have discussed. It's a skill survey, which is actually absolutely necessary. I think that's very, very, very necessary. And let's be clear, we cannot argue against the need for data. So we need data. Now, flying blind is not an option, you know. So the initiative by Hyphen in a collaboration with the government is a critical first step. And that should be really be appreciated. So we have to start somewhere. And this is it, yeah. So I encourage every single person listening now, if you have a skill, from welding to accounting, from driving trucks to managing complex, maybe logistics, so make sure you are counted. Wherever you find yourself, make sure that you are counted. This is about your future. So, and we put, and then the public must ask the questions. We should ask questions all the time. So it is our responsibility to stay engaged. So we need to ask about data ownership, about accessibility for rural Namibians, and about the timelines. When are this going to happen? And just to add that, so the deputy prime ministers have recently at this he was just saying, he just said, look, we have talked too much now. We say a lot about this. We want to see, let's see the actions now. So let's start doing the actions. So that's why I said, let's ask questions about the data. About data ownership, as I said, who gonna own this? Because this is Namibian treasure. So about accessibility for rural Namibians, and when this gonna happen? So that's what is a healthy democracy is all about. A healthy democracy requires a public that is curious, that hold both the government and private companies accountable. So that's what a healthy democracy requires. So these plans must be transparent, that you can be able to go to and analyze, and, you know, that you have information. And I think this is also the article. It's also a national wake-up, a national wake-up call. A green hydrogen is the immediate test. So, because this is now immediate test that we need to look at. So, but the real issue is bigger. Okay? This is a call to action for our Ministry of Education, for NQA, for NTA, for our universities and vocational training centers. So, because we need to, you know, to have data. And these are the institutions that must be also, you know, involved. So we must be able to know, because when we have these data, you know, the training centers and the universities may be able to now adjust their faculties to meet the demand that these sectors and these sectors actually need, or this business demand.
So, and we need permanent dynamic system for tracking, which will be really helpful, for tracking our national skills and matching them with the needs of the economy. So we need that dynamic, you know, that permanent dynamic, you know, system that can track our national skills. Who have the skill? Where are they? And how do we match them? How we match them with the needs of the economy? So, and this is not just about green hydrogen, but for mining, you know, for tourism, for agriculture, and the industry of tomorrow. So we should be able to have that dynamic system for really tracing our national skills. So, and that would help you to plan as a government as well. So the promise of green hydrogen is on the horizon. And the article quote experts saying Namibia has the potential to produce the cheapest clean energy in the world. So that's our ACE card. You know, when you have an ACE card, that's look like that's our ACE card. But an ACE card is useless if you don't have the right players at the table player, at the table to play the hand. So, well, when it comes to the card and you put me there, then definitely you have a useless player. So useless, you know, it's useless, okay? And this is exactly what it is, that we have the right player at the table. And we, Namibians, must be the players. We must be those players, the right players at the table, and not just the spectators. We shouldn't just be spectators. So the question is not just to do, it's not just, do we have the skills? The question is not just, do we have the skills? It is, do we have the will to find them? So this is what, you know, Kanjengo normally said. Do we have, are we deliberately develop them? So do we have the skill? I mean, do we have the will to find them? Are we deliberately now developing them and put them to work for the good of our entire nation? So, yeah, that's what the article is all about. And that's the looking at teasing it out on some of the aspects that that article bring out. So what's your take? So our telephone number is 08-333-66091. 08-333-66091. So you may come through and have your reaction. 08-333-66091.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye.
Omutiha utekirwa kaguna ii matina omjo. Shika wa shafaa sana nana nonge shifaa ya eshiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao ota ingongo tisamwene. Anange shifaa ya Namibia ombito ombwa na wa oronjika. Seitha nina omayaguro ni randito mwa yoe. Yonge shifaa yoe kupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimeleha uu kakombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimopo yomo programa zetu. Moambo dengira selma konara heta tuimu. Datu ndatu heari hamano tano o niyaj. Eagle FM, the eye.
Very good morning. Welcome to Unpacking the Day.
Yes, good morning, Mike.
How are you, man?
Yeah, good, good. Yeah, no, that's a good move.
Yeah.
To the technology world. Regarding to your questions, all of them, I think they have answers, because first of all, the data storage. So there's company in the world that is holding those things. So for you now to come up with your own, it's costing a lot of money. And remember, our electricity is not that adequate.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, you might end up mess up again or start working. If you look at the telecom, that is the same story.
Yeah.
So I think that one you have to hire some, because most of the things that we are having today, they have a storage somewhere.
But are we digitally capable of having of our own?
Yeah, it can be. As I said, it's very expensive. Have a thing to set up.
Yeah.
Because of electricity. That is, remember, it needs a cool thing. And you need a lot of them also. Like a storage, maybe like the one that we're having on. And I think it's a state house there.
Yeah.
For our Outlook email and all of that. But sometimes get down. People are still having a backup of Google. And they are for their emails. Yes, we can. As I said, some of these things is not yet in our capacity because of the fund. It's not that we cannot be doing it, but we can. Because remember, one box of server, it can be maybe have 1,000 hard drives. It is already go to 50 or $60. $50,000. So it's a lot. And for you now to setting up again those cooling warehouse and all of that and maintaining 24 hours a day. So it's better for you to get a company that is saving you. And that is what's making Apple also one of the powerful company,
yeah,
because of the server data storage, which is the device, it doesn't have more value than the data, the iCloud, the thing that is they have. So at the end of the day, our data into uploading our experience and the knowledge that we have, it's also an easy thing because you just go to town. You uploading what you have.
Yeah.
The recommendation, the reference. So all those things, once you're uploading it, is already there. What you need to do is just to update it maybe after 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
If you're getting some new knowledge or new experience on something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a very, very good thing to move on.
Yeah.
And yeah, because I wanted to say yesterday, because of this, yeah, as you said, we don't have much expert in things, you know, and advice and all of those things. So it's where we are failing, because if you look at what is India, India have been suffer for almost 77 years, but now India is the fourth richest country in the world. It's the second on this smartphone sellers and consumers.
Yeah.
So they do all those things because they some people that is coming there to advise on the government, they are very serious.
Yeah.
But at those time they will say, as the deputy, you say it's a deputy or who?
The deputy minister, yeah.
Yeah, the deputy minister pointed it out.
Yeah.
It's serious. We don't have, as I said, we don't have a competent people in our system that I can giving example of saying he's doing better than others. We don't have those things. Some people, they are talk, they are, how do we call it? It's just to exposing things, but you never giving any solution.
Yeah.
To say we are weak on what? Yes, that is the easy thing to say. But giving us a solution now.
Yeah.
What is president need to implement? So those are the type of things that we have in the country. It's the world sometimes wanting to move with us because they know that we are a good nation.
Yeah.
We don't mind in things that we don't know. So at the end of the day, we need to follow with our own expertise. So those are the things that is needed into the world. Those are the things that is included. Because if we end up having those type of people, the world needing that.
Mm.
The world needs those people who have experience or who have been that field.
Yeah.
But for you to be known now, it's when you have a data. Yeah, where they can see it. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now, one thing, something coming to my mind now, for you to embark on any business, you should have actually first your market research, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at this, when now the minister actually saying, well, planning become a pure guesswork, it means that someone is leading us. Where do we want to take this if we don't have the data, you know?
Yeah. Okay, the data we have, it is only that it's a hard copy thing, because
yeah.
if you look at what we are graduating, we have a lot of them. And if you look at some companies, those small companies, they have given knowledge to people.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, as I said long back, that remember when we were talking about the house, what was some of these people, when they got jobs, especially in the police, army, they don't go back to study.
Yeah.
They are just relaxing. So those are the things that the hard copy that we have on the university, colleges, and higher schools, yeah, it's still in giving us somewhere that we have a lot of unemployment in the country.
Yeah.
Or we have people that they are not in the field of their expertise. So those are the things that we have. But if we end up having a data, create data that say, I have a experience of 5 years in mechanic, or I have experience of maintaining logistics and all of those things.
Yeah.
So it's an easy thing for the company to come and set up something, or the company starting now hiring Namibians. Because remember, if you look at what is happening in the United States,
yeah,
those companies that are there, they are hiring people from different countries, and the Americans, they don't want that, because they know if I have people who know how to maintain a warehouse in Namibia, and they are not having job, what if I offer them this?
Yeah.
The same as we have Uber doctors here in Namibia.
Yeah,
they are the same thing. So we might end up be moving with the world. Because of those data that we have, no matter it's not big enough to exposing the entire world, but it can help the country to move in somewhere. And it is easy now for the investors to see, this is what I'm going to set up, because I have a lot of workers which I'm paying cheaper. Because remember, most of the things that if you have a degree on something, then you've never been working for more than 5 years or 3 years.
Mm.
You cannot be well paid. You have to negotiate the payment.
Yeah. What do you think on the institute that actually control the database? This is now a foreign led kind of initiative, which I understand. So they have the money, but why couldn't they actually give that money maybe to NSA, to Namibian Statistics Agency, to do actually the work?
Yeah, that is now, as I said, that is what also they need to be benefit.
Yeah.
Because data is more important. You're paying people to arrange and set up those things.
Mm.
So, yeah, those are the way they're making money, because you have to go to their website, or they have to put up a middleman that is collecting their money on behalf.
Yeah.
So, at the end of the day, for you now to give, remember, most of our SOE, They are always getting budget from the government, but they don't do the job. So what is in is attracting those companies to give money to NSA? It's also something that is not adding up. As I said, we don't have really management team that can attracting others into investing their money on.
Yeah.
So that is also some discouraging thing to say. Let me helping Namibia for this, and I'm making money out of it. So, and it's easy also to go to the government and asking something because of what you are helping the country. So at the end of the day, that is That's how they can hold it, especially those, because if you look at those universities,
yeah,
they are the country is rich because of them, because of what they have,
yeah,
because of
yeah.
what they give to the world. So at the end of the day, it's also a chance for them to making money, and that is what happened to. If you look at in India, for example, that I'm giving an example. In India, it's 50% GDP come from services.
Mm.
So it means they are helping their countries more than other foreign companies.
Mm.
So at the end of the day, we need also to do the same, but not just SOE. Because SOE, most of those CEOs and what they are appointed by the government, is their political appointee. So they're relaxing what they are doing. So at the end of the day, the competition cannot be much into making money because this person is relaxing and they hire people that they know. That is easy to control. Say, me, I'm also the farmer,
yeah.
the same way as you are. So at the end of the day, we will not making any. But for those one who are coming to looking for money and milking Namibia, that is the good opportunity also. 2% that we are getting to exposing by the world.
Mm.
Say, oh, Namibia has the qualifying teachers,
engineers,
engineers and what, but they don't. And then Angola, because of the English. Angola will come and say, okay, even us in this 2,000 teachers so that they can teach English in my country. Yeah. At the end of the day, as I said, it will expose us to the world. It's a better thing to say. It's just needing president to giving his mind on that. This is what we need. In terms of controlling the data now, that is where I'm saying.
Yeah.
We have a lot that is vulnerable for us. The data, all the data that we are having in this country. It's on the risk
yeah.
to be using somewhere there.
Mm.
Because it's not controlled by us. It's not easy to get in somebody who are putting up this money
yeah.
in a technology or industrial revolution where we're needing those type of things too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the hard copy is good, but it doesn't help somebody who is in a pool.
Exactly.
Yeah. So those are the things. Yeah. Mm. Mike. Maybe somebody wanting to add up.
All right. No, thanks for that contribution. Yeah.
My brother.
Okay, great. 08333-66091. 08333-66091. So you're most welcome. And have your reaction or your contribution. Very good morning to you.
Yes, morning once more again.
Yeah. You can go ahead then. Yeah.
2 points to make.
All right.
Yes, the ownership of the data.
Mm.
Are those primary data or secondary data? So maybe you know so that you can enlighten me on that.
Yeah. No, just that, explain to us what are the primary data, what are the secondary data, and then... You can give a point.
I explain it to you. Yeah, the issue of data, the Namibia Statistic Agent, since it was established, and we also have an integrated data managed by the Minister of. The former Minister of Labor,
yeah,
or the graduate or whatever, whether you got your skills, acquire your skills, or education through the formal education system or informal, all those people are registered there.
Yeah.
Maybe if those who have not registered, whether they are artisans, whether they are whoever provided with that opportunity.
Mm.
And the Namibian Statistic Agents, almost every time, I don't know, it's like a publication.
Yeah.
The one that you always publish. They also publicize those information.
Mm.
Maybe in specific area, if it is this thing, there we have, these are the skill gaps, these are the words. I understand that there's no a national skill audit report as yet, or maybe...
A database. Mm.
But in terms of the database of who are the people, the capability that you have, is there? I hope you are aware of that.
Yeah, go on.
I say, are you aware of that?
Yeah, no. I mean, NSA is a database organization in the country.
No, those ones they publicize all these things. I'm saying, do you know that there's a national database where graduates and all these things are registered?
Yeah, no, they do register that. Yeah, they are.
But why are you saying that is the initiative of somebody else?
What do you mean?
I say you are saying that why is it that it had to be an initiative from a foreign company?
Yes.
We do not have our data, national database system.
So a foreign-led company, which is Hyphen, it's going to start, and this is what we've been reading. They are going to start a skill mapping exercise.
From the data, from the primary data that are gathered already, those are the primary data. So they are going to use the secondary data. I'm now explaining to you about the difference between the primary data and secondary data, and what the company is going to use to map that. So even yourself, as an individual, you can also then analyze those data, interpret them, apply them to any specific area where you say they do not have expertise. Of course, there are misalignments and things like that. But all I'm saying is that you as an individual, as a presenter, because the other time when we were talking about, because these are some of the things that I might speak that contradict your view.
It's okay, my friend. This is a platform. Whether you contradict my view.
Don't threaten me. If you want to cut me up, you can do that.
Look, and then listen here. On the other side. Listen here. Listen
please,
to me.
Don't threaten me about
I can, as I said, you know, if you feel that you don't learn anything here, you don't get anything.
I'm not saying that listen. You are the one who doesn't learn anything.
Listen to me, you know, listen to me, and I want you to listen once. I'm not threatening you.
I'm listening.
I'm not threatening. I value the point that you bring here. I really value it. Yes. You bring some important perspective. So, but they seem to be having, you know, issues either with me personally of how I do things, you know. That's what's also I'm surprising. So now the problem is, you are allowed to come here and contradict the information that being presented here, and most
by
of the
who?
Time.
By who? Alone. Oh.
The problem is that I don't present my own thing. We bring you news. You know, we bring what is happening there. It's not something I come and pick up somewhere on my head. You know, I ask questions that are controversial, that are actually helping people to talk. I tease out things for the people can discuss so that it can raise emotion, like it's raising emotion in you. So that's exactly what at this point this discussion is all about. So, but if every time we go on like this, you know, between you and me like this, so that means one of us has to stop coming here so that we don't...
Listen. Have any problem because you have the discretion and you have the power.
Exactly.
To do that.
Yeah, and exactly. If this continues, and I don't want to go on with this, if this continues, so definitely I will ban you from coming to the show.
You can do that, my friend. You have the right and the freedom to do that. And then we...
All right. So that's it. Okay. So this shouldn't be coming you and me and anyone else there, you know. So come share your opinion on the issues that we're discussing. All right. So, and that becomes again, I don't want to get into that kind of things. You and me. So there are many people who come here and disagree. Very good morning. Welcome to Unpacking the Day.
Bon dia, familia.
Hey, bon dia.
Como é, pa?
How do you say not good, actually?
you know, you got every day Monday. It's okay.
Yeah.
You come up with the what is touch everybody, you know. You come with it. You don't just take like out of the tree. You bring the filter. And you put what is matter.
So
you say, okay, can we do on this topic? It's okay. That's not my, you know.
No, personally, I don't have any problem, but I don't want, you know, things only between me and the person. If you say things that I've, and you contradict them and provide answers to say this, that's not what you say, that's fine, because this is what it's all about. So yes. I don't come here with, or most of, there are certain things that I say come from myself. So, but I don't say, I don't claim, there are certain opinion. There's a difference between opinion and fact. Yes. So if I present something that is more opinionated, it's my opinion. You know, if I present facts and the facts are not facts, that's, you have a right to say, no, it's not 250 million, it's actually 40 million. So then that's a difference. Yeah.
You know, sometimes you're eating that you bite your tongue yourself. It's okay. Yeah. It's easy. Life is not fair, but I'm still okay.
Yeah.
We have different kind of mindset, but okay. Fine. Then you get used to.
But the other thing also, you have to, as an individual, you also have to think, why am I always the one who have a problem with you know with this, others not.
I have also some of my neighbors. This guy, if every day, if doesn't have a problem with Johnny, tomorrow gonna have a problem with you.
Yeah.
If only one having problem is okay. The police. One day this meeting get me, because we sit there with them and try to calm the situation. One day we go to the police, I ask this man, and I say, can you look in your record? How many cases this guy bring to the police? And so now think about it. This is the only one who can be got. He's got one which is right here. He brings, how many houses is this guy try to bring here, and how many this guy tried to make them to be arrested.
Yeah.
And think about it. And you want this guy to come down and think about, you know, sometimes you think about what you're trying to say. You know, it's okay, but you need also to sometimes to just accept what is there.
Yeah, don't make you show your personal thing, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, just accept what is there. Tomorrow is Saturday. Then after tomorrow is Monday, I think, you know.
each day have its own troubles, yeah.
Yes, but I mean, you also need to control sometimes yourself, the way, if it's not like that, you have a problem with me and problem with you, and think about yourself today. Why always mean you have these kind of issues?
Yeah.
Think about it and see it, and you know, doesn't mean if you have a problem you are crazy. No. You're human being, okay. We like what you bring, we like what you do, and sometimes you can go so out of the road. You know, as I say, sometimes you are eating something, you bite your tongue, but you don't want to bite your tongue, but you bite it very hard.
Yeah. All right.
Come on, Prim.
Great, man.
Muito obrigado, e bom trabalho.
Muito obrigado. Well, get all your essential products for just 99 Namibian dollars at USave. 1 kilogram each of rice, king rice, top score, or Bokoma super maize meal, sugar king white or brown sugar, a 500 gram pasta polana or pasta king, and 750 millimeters right brand sunflower seed oil. That is 5 products for only 99 Namibian dollar. So you save, I save, yes, we all save at you save. All right, our time is about 50 minutes past the hour of 9. So, well, you're most welcome. You're most welcome to come through. And even you, you're most welcome. Come through our telephone number, 08
0831-333-66091 0831-66091. So, all right. So our time has... All right. So, please do come through. We will be back after this commercial.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the I.
So, a very good morning to you, and welcome to Unpacking Today. So, we were just concluding the skill survey that is absolutely necessary. Let's be clear, we cannot argue, as I said, we cannot argue against the need of for data, because flying blind is not an option. So the initiative by Hyphen in collaboration with the government is a critical, you know, it's critical, good step. So, as I said, so let's get to the last one. No, we still have enough minutes, actually. A very good morning to you.
Yes, Dr. Mike, just 1 minute.
Yeah, no, we still have enough.
Second topic, yeah.
Yeah, we still have some minutes, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Mm. You know, Dr. Mike, man.
Yeah.
Let me start before. You know, in this program, it's that we agree and disagree.
Yeah.
And that is the nature of that program to establish. But sometimes, Uncle Obwana, especially, he never listened even. He was not even at the radio to come and comment.
Yeah.
And that it doesn't make an argument genuine because you don't know what you are talking about.
Yeah. Some people just hear, you hear something immediately,
yeah.
it triggers you and you want to respond quickly.
And you don't hear
the whole complex, the whole context.
Yeah.
In that's which it was actually the whole thing is spoken, you know.
That's why you are not alone. Huh? It's always been attacking people. Like some of us we know already, like even you talk about me, I don't care. Because yeah. We get used to, but sometimes
that's also
taking,
I don't even want you to go on in terms about him as well. So
okay,
because this is not what all about. This is not what I want with anybody. I don't want you know, we're talking about people around issues. We should talk about issues. That's what's the case.
You guys, okay, now we are talking about what green hydrogen. You know the thing with you said there's a report was saying African countries must be careful.
I haven't gone into it yet, but that's about another colonizing. Another way of colonizing, because this time is not by conquest. This time is by contract. It's a very interesting piece, you know, when you think about it. Yeah. Mm.
That's why I don't want to too much focus on the data, because we know there are especially a lot of what students, the legislature from Minister of Labour and NIST, they are there. There's a database for us.
Yeah.
There. But that database is not updated because we have people are not competent. We are supposed to respond to the what, even looking after people to shift them, to give them a job, even give them a new contract and so on. Yeah. Not happening because it just brought like that. But the thing is that when it comes to new colonizing, I think it's where we have to focus also, because the way I'm looking at, especially Namibia, is that way. We are jumping in something we don't much of us, we don't have a detail. And the thing is that when we are talking about even skill, labor, how many of us we have been know that when it comes to green hydrogen, it's about solar and the wind power.
Yeah.
And when we look at this area, we are only training maybe some private institution is where I see them coming to train people when it comes to solar panels. But wind power up to date, there's nothing happening.
Yeah.
And we are talking about massive people who are getting higher salary when we are doing wind power. They are even more than, the salary is even more than the people who are flying airplanes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when are we going to prepare our students, I mean our youth?
Yeah.
For that.
So the whole thing, ne? And sometime when we discuss here, and then maybe this is where some other people don't get the concept of discussing. You may have, the reason I can come and said, you know, we don't see the blueprint.
Yeah.
And that now to say, this is where we're going. This is the blueprint. And this is where we're going in terms of, you know, we have the NDP and these are development plan and but there's a specific sector. And when you come to specific sector, there's always that specific, you know, act that regulate how this is going, you know, what are the policies.
The specific standards, talk about, there's a lot of things.
Yeah. So, and then we said, well, that's where you said, We don't see that. So, and if someone out there, you have it and you can say, no, there is this. This is actually being saying, this is the target. This is how many. Even that, when you say this is how many people we are going to employ in that sector, tease out, how is that going to happen? You know, that's what now people sometimes we need to know, because the same, we use the same principle for many things that we know. We have the track record of how we have done things before, just to say, this is what we're going to do, this is what we're going to, but we haven't end up doing them. You understand? So the question is sometimes, can you be transparent? Let's hear what is exactly in plan, you know?
You know, my brother, that's the point what I'm trying also to arrive, that, you know, science are this scared of white information. It's not there. The information about hyphen and so on, not there. And the much of us, we try to read that document, especially like me, I got hold of it. Is that when you are saying Namibia and SME, they need to engage in what? Just imagine, you have to pay like what? 1 kilometer is 100, equal to 100 Namibian dollars.
Yeah.
How many of us we are able to have that money?
Exactly.
I got hold of it, and a lot of people, they don't know that, you know. That is information available to us when it comes to green hydrogen, especially when we are going to tendering from Namibia.
Yeah.
And there are even a company, because this company where I end up like, somebody just giving me a tip of it, and because we pay like, I think it's 3,000 for just to attend that gala dinner. Just imagine how much of us we are able. There's somebody who say no, and when I learn, if he's able to benefit out of that, if you are not close to enough to those people who are engaging. And this is, remember, the Gala dinner was even in Great Window.
Yeah.
In Katutura.
You see? Yeah, and those are some of the, and even when the example I can particularly give is when it comes to data. Now we're looking for the talents that we have even in the rural area, and then you said, okay, this is digital, you know, it's someone who have actually